Audio 2. The Origin of Bardenas. The scenery of Bardenas is reflected in its geologic history over the past 20 million years. During this time span, Bardenas went through two major phases. The first one was sedimentary, in which a large amount of material accumulated. This took place during the Tertiary period. The second phase took place during the Quaternary period, in which erosion was very intense. During the Tertiary period, alpine orogeny, that's the process of mountain forming, began 80 million years ago and ended about 10 million years ago. The collision of the Iberian and European plates resulted in the formation of the Pyrenees Mountains. On clear days, one can see them on the horizon, as well as the Iberian Range, represented behind us by El Moncayo, and the coastal Catalan Range. The progressive rising of these three ranges brought about the complete isolation of the depression between them. This lower area is now known as the Ebro Basin. At this moment, some 35 million years ago, the connection to the sea was cut off. This meant that the vast amount of water from rivers and mountain streams could no longer flow to the Mediterranean Sea. The water was trapped in lakes and wetlands along the Great Basin. The eroded materials in the mountains were carried by waterways towards the center of the basin, where they were deposited according to their weight and the reduction in water speed. First gravel, then sand, clay, and eventually silt. With the passage of time and by the pressure of its own weight, sediments were brought together and became rock. Gravel became conglomerate rock. Sand became sandstone. Silt and clay became shale. In aquatic environments, under various chemical processes, limestones were formed. And when there was enough salt, gypsum was formed. The accumulated sedimentary deposit in Bardenas is between 21 and 15 million years old, with a depth of 700 meters. In the Quaternary period, some 9 or 10 million years ago, erosion of the coastal Catalan Range resulted in an opening from the basin to the Mediterranean. This change meant that the water, which until that time had been accumulated in the form of lakes, could now drain into the sea. This was the creation of the current river system consisting of the Ebro River and its main tributaries. This marked a shift to a period characterized by widespread erosion and the transportation of materials to the Mediterranean, which continues today. Erosion continues to take place, being more intense in fragile clay substrates. The most resistant levels, conglomerate rock, sandstone, and limestone, protect the clay below from being eroded. The result is the formation of hillocks, such as Castile de Tierra, Pisquera, El Rayón, Balcón de Pilatos, El Fraile, or La Negra. We'll identify these hillocks at the information panel. What is the significance of 10 million years of geologic history? It's really just a breath in time. If we compare geologic history with a calendar year, Bardenas would have begun to form on December 30th at 9 in the morning, and the first inhabitants would have started living there at 11:59 in the evening of December 31st.